Chapter 31. When I woke up, the room was quiet and dark, and my mouth was very dry. I fumbled around on the nightstand for a moment until I found a lamp, and I switched it on. In its light, I saw that Chutsky had closed the curtains and then gone out somewhere. I also saw a bottle of drinking water beside the lamp, and I grabbed it and ripped the top off, gratefully sucking down about half the bottle in one fell swoop. I stood up. I was a little bit stiff from sleeping on my face, but other than that, I felt surprisingly good, as well as hungry, which wasn't surprising. I went to the window and opened the curtains. It was still bright daylight, but the sun had moved off to one side and calmed down a little. And I stood looking out at the harbor and the seawall and the large sidewalk that ran along beside it, filled with people. None of them seemed in any hurry. They were strolling rather than going anywhere, and groups of them collected here and there for talking, singing, and from what I could gather from some of the visible activity, advice to the lovelorn. Farther out in the harbor, a large inner tube bobbed in the swell. A man, dangling through its center and holding what looked to be a Cuban yo-yo, which is a spool of fishing line with no reel or pole. And farther still, just on the inside of the horizon, three large ships were steaming past. Whether freighters or passenger liners, I couldn't tell. The birds wheeled above the waves. The sun sparkled off the water. All in all, it was a beautiful sight, and it made me realize that there was absolutely nothing to eat at the window, so I found my room key on the bedside table and headed down to the lobby.